kind of illustrate a point about being clear about chord changes. Okay, let's try just a little slower from the top. We'll just go us four around again a couple of times. All right, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four bars?
Let's try to stick to four. Or would it be better to do eight? I'm not sure.
I mean, I did it more only because I made a mistake and I started late.
Right.
I was playing to the four.
Yeah, let's try to do fours.
Okay.
I'll start again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a shape and try to morph it along with the harmony. So, you know, say you start. Okay, well, then it's not going to work. Maybe you go. Maybe you break the pattern a little bit. You know, your ears can kind of take you there, but just to start out with a shape that's a little more open to make yourself. Delineate harmony. Decent exercise. It's as much an ear exercise as it is a technique exercise to just kind of be able to hear all those chord tones in different places. Or you know, you can do other permutations too. It's kind of up to your imagination. You know, it starts to sound kind of Bach-like very quickly, actually.
Actually, it sounds like the Russian minor music. Like when we first take piano lessons, they usually end up getting some minor songs that are Russian. There's some Russian song. It's in A minor. That's one of them. There's a less advanced one. All my kids.
Right.
Oh yeah. That's it. Every kid learns that one.
Yeah, I think they're Wild Horsemen or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Poland is not Russian.
Yeah.
I know that. You guys are not. You slow down a little bit. You're not Russian.
I mean, you know, that's where a lot of that classical training comes in handy too. Is you get your hands around that stuff, and then you can actually use it later when you start playing. Different styles.
I heard it from both my kids over time.
Oh yeah.
So eventually, they
both took classical piano lessons.
Well, they had to learn some classical piano as part. Like everyone teaches classical piano.
Right.
For some part of your piano lessons.
Right.
So
yeah.
So when they wrote the first few books on piano lessons, that was in there. That was in there. Yeah.
Yep.
Playing music was not an option, right? No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Anyways, let's move on. We haven't done. Let's do Straight No Chaser. It's a blues.
And it's a swing beat, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, Goody's loving this whole oh boy, I don't have to worry about chords anymore.
As if you worried about them, but yeah.
But I have other things to have to worry about.
Yeah. Like you have feet now.
I have feet now.
Yeah.
But if you change the tempo,
you're right. I know, I'm so paranoid about that.
You have the most to lose.
You're right.
Have other things to worry about.
Us.
And if people trade fours with you and you drop a beat, they all look at
they
you.
They get mad.
They get mad. I played drums for a while with the bass, but I wanted to play really fast. I still couldn't play that fast. And so
like
I would occasionally miss a beat on the fours. And then, you're missing beats. I'm like, I'm not that good. What do you want from me? Play slower and I might do it.
Let's try to do this one